You say retail is the future. Why do you think retail is the future for Africa in business terms?
I mean, retail, world over, retail is always the leading sector where you can judge a lot of things for how the economy is going. When we look at what retail was many years ago, some part of East Africa are still informal. Retail brings a lot of formalization of trade, a lot of formalization of things that you would create. Changing lifestyles is what we are known for, and we have changed lifestyles of many by bringing products from all over the world and giving them an experience which is new, and said, why can't we do what they're doing in developed worlds?
Why did you think that a supermarket idea or like a mega market, as it were, would work in East Africa?
I mean, Kenya, whenever we looked at it, there was a lot of opportunities around. A lot of Kenyans would travel abroad and bring their needs from either Dubai or London or wherever they would be traveling. And a lot of them had not the opportunity to travel. So we said there is a market, there is the money around, there is the knowledge of people here that a lot of products are available outside there and they want the products here.
There's a lot of talk of Walmart buying all or part of Massmart in Southern Africa. Do you think this will bring in, do you think a big US company coming in will bring in more competition for you in East Africa?
Definitely. I mean, a US giant player like Walmart, the world's number one player coming into Africa, means competition. But it also means that there's a lot of confidence for the market out there in Africa, that there is a market in Africa. They would otherwise not be interested in coming here. So it leaves us a lot of food for thought for us to start expanding very fast. And there is that market and take care of that market. Let the other players come in, but still try to do what you can best.
Does it keep you up at night thinking that Walmart's coming into the market?
It actually encourages me to say we are in Africa where Walmart also is thinking of coming. So from day one, we have had the right choice of being in where we were.
What benefits can Walmart bring in? They are so well known as sourcing cheap products, particularly from Asia. I mean, do you think that will, in general, be a struggle for Nakamat, Shoprite, these companies to compete with that sort of business model?
Definitely, their buying volumes would make a difference, but would we still look at that kind of a product, or what would be the Walmart's approach? Would it be that they want to cater for the mass market at very cheap products, or would it be that they want to look at the middle plus class? So I think we would still have an upper edge.
So when you go to Rwanda or Uganda and you visit your stores, I mean, what do you feel like? What sort of is the emotion you have given where you know where your company has come from in this relatively short period?
I mean, for me, it's always the question, what next? What can I introduce as the next product to make it more exciting and more interesting? Every time I visit a store, which I try to do at least to visit every Nakumatt store at least once a month out of the country and once a week inside the country, most probably, and try to do something new, something exciting, something different. So there's always a challenge of keeping up with excitement. So whatever we have done so far, you will see we are steps ahead than many of the stores. If you compare us with Walmart stores layout and us, maybe I would be proud to even say we are a little step higher than them.